E.G. Marshall, keeper of this little lighthouse that casts its feeble flicker into the awesome darkness all about us. This time we are concerned with time itself. Time. Elusive time. Time is never the same in two distant places. Never the same for different people. For some, time goes slowly. For others, time goes quickly. Some use time. Others pass it. And yet, isn't time the staff of life? Time is really all we have. Because when time runs out... Our mystery drama, The Murder Market, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Rosemary Murphy. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One. People have investments in stocks and in businesses and all sorts of enterprises, but these are investments involving money. The most important investment someone can make is the investment in another human being, because this is an investment in time. After all, lost money can always be regained, but lost time? Our heroine's name is Theodora Lewis. Significant might be the fact that no one has ever called her Thea or Teddy or Dora or Dory. It's always been Theodora or Miss Lewis. That's because she's such a sensible young lady.
That's the word that broke the camel's back. Sensible. It's a word I've hated all my life. And what did it ever get me? Finally, I did something about it. Something wild and crazy. Yes, me, Theodora Lewis. I had no way of knowing it would be that kind of day. It certainly started, prosaically enough, the way all my days did. Good morning, Mother.
Morning, dear. Your breakfast is ready.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, be sensible, dear. A solid breakfast is the foundation for the entire day. Is Stanley coming to dinner tonight?
No. He has to study.
Oh, poor boy. He works so hard. But it'll be worth it, you'll see.
Yes, Mother.
In just a few years, he'll have his Ph.D.
In another few years, I'll be 40.
Darling, what the two of you are doing now is difficult.
Don't worry, Mother. I'll wait for Stanley. I have to. There isn't anyone else around who wants me.
Theodora, what a thing to say. You're in love with Stanley.
Yes, Mother, I was only joking.
Well, never do it again.
Do what?
Tell jokes.
Why not?
Men don't like it. All this women's lib to the contrary, notwithstanding.
Now, Mother.
Femininity is a fragile essence that a woman must carefully preserve.
I understand. And I've preserved mine for 36 years. Stanley worked in a bank. I had a job in an insurance office nearby. At noon, we'd meet in the park for lunch. Each of us brought a sandwich from home. Well, it was sensible. Stanley estimated that between us, we saved over $20 a week that way. Our savings went into our joint bank account. We already had enough for the down payment on a house.
Well, at this rate, by the end of the year, we'll have enough for the furniture.
Stanley,